This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The following are high school basketball scores from last night, March the 9th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. There weren't any boys' games last night for us, but for the girls' teams, we did have a couple games for the listening area, starting off with Cass City gaining 43 points over Otisville-Lakeville's 33. Genesee had 44, beating Sandusky with 27. Deckerville had 57, defeating Clarkston Everest Collegiate with 45, and Kingston with 70 points claimed victory over Sterling Heights Parkway Christian with 41. For sports scores and stories anytime, you can always go to our website thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel is reminding Michigan residents to watch for scammers following the recent extreme weather, which wrecked some of the damaged parts of southwestern Michigan. Attorney General Nassel is quoted as saying, "Our hearts are with the families and communities who are dealing with the aftermath of this devastating storm. Unfortunately, when people are trying to recover, bad actors look to take advantage of that hardship. Education and awareness are the best tools we have to protect ourselves and our neighbors. Our consumer protection team is committed to investigating complaints, and I encourage anyone who believes a business or individual is engaging in price gouging or fraudulent activity in response to the severe weather to be sure to contact our office." The National Weather Service has confirmed that 4 tornadoes touched down in Cass, Branch, and St. Joseph counties on Friday, March the 6th, resulting in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's declaration of a state of emergency for each of those counties. Unfortunately, post-storm scams are common as communities begin cleanup and the repairs following severe weather. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Huron County Circuit Court has imposed a 5-to-20-year Michigan Department of Corrections sentence on Christopher Andrew Tallman for possession of child sexually abusive activity and the use of a computer, concluding that prior juvenile sexual conduct, the victim's self-harm, and the downstream dissemination of the nude image outweighed defense mitigation centered on youth, limited adult records, and support networks. His jail credit was corrected to 237 days across all sentencing documents. Sex offender registration was mandated with strict compliance requirements. Financial assessments were ordered, attorney fees were waived, and the defendant was advised of a 42-day window to seek leave to appeal with appointed counsel if indignant. And in other news for today, the court prioritized victim safety as well as the safety of the defendant, Brandon James Ozentoski, which was demonstrated by a pattern of coercive control and rule violations over mitigation claims, imposing near top of the guideline prison terms across three linked felony files and rejecting the defense request for low-end sentencing and alternative programming. The record shows no contest pleas to assault by strangulation, child abuse, fourth degree, aggravated stalking, two counts, and obstruction. A documented PPO no-contact violation history, including alleged continued violations while jailed, substance use on the date of the incident, and the victim's credibility describing persistent trauma and fear, which combined with a prior felony and multiple misdemeanors moved the court to end the cycle through incarceration and concurrent terms with an existing sentence. The patterns of violence and control had persisted despite the court intervention. The public protection and accountability must supersede any bids for rehabilitation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.